Yes, we have Adam Gaudette, Northeastern University, fresh off the Beanpot Championship, which is it's pretty cool. Like I, you know, growing up in Canada, you kind of would hear about the Beanpot, didn't really know what it was all about, and then when I got to play for the Boston Bruins, really saw firsthand how cool that is, how much the area, the Massachusetts area, the New England area, really embraces that tournament. And it's we'll ask him about that a little bit and get some insight on the great season he is having with Northeastern.
Well, let's bring in our friend Adam Gaudette, fifth-round pick of the Canucks back in 2015, into the conversation. Currently the leading scorer for Northeastern University. Adam, how are you today, good sir?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great, and we are sort of talking about the future with the Canucks because, as you know, they're a team going through a transition, trying to open up spots for guys like you coming up in the future. But we thought it was really interesting how excited and jacked up you were over the Beanpot. Can you tell us a little bit about how important that tournament is for you, considering where you grew up and how you wanted to stay in the area because you believe in the area you grew up in?
Yeah, it's definitely something extremely special to me and, you know, the team and the school and the city of Boston. I've been watching the Beanpot ever since I was a little kid, and, you know, it's always something I wanted to play in. And when the time came where I found out I could, you know, play in college, the first thought in my mind was I want to play at a Beanpot school, and that's just something I've always wanted to do.
Now, in terms of the growth in your game, because you were drafted, of course, coming up through the USHL program, and you were sort of seen as a good two-way player, but your offensive game really flourished the past couple of years playing in Northeastern University. How has the progress been for you in terms of a player the last couple of years?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've done a good job of just never really being satisfied of where I'm at. And, you know, I have that drive to always get better, and I try to get better every day. And, you know, the summers have been big for me, going home and working out, and I've had big summers in the weight room, and, you know, I just have that drive to be the best I can be and, you know, get to that next level.
Now, Adam, could you tell some of our listeners, I guess, a little bit of a scouting report on yourself? What are some of your strengths and your areas you'd like to improve on?
I think I'm just a solid two-way player right now, and I think the best part of my game is, you know, my work ethic and my compete and second effort and things like that. But I can be used in all situations, whether it's the PK, the power play, or late in a game on a face off or something like that. And, you know, I'll do all the little things the best I can, and blocking shots and, you know, just little second effort things like that. And I think, you know, my skating's a little bit choppy, and that's something I can always work on. But I gotten better with working on, you know, my first three steps, and those have helped, especially this year, becoming quicker and faster. So, you know, I think always just something I can work on is, you know, getting a little bit stronger and a little bit quicker.
Loyalty has been a big thing for you, of course, considering you've been at Northeastern University and that's the university you chose. How big is loyalty to you as an individual?
It's definitely something pretty big. You know, I grew up in a household that taught the importance of loyalty and, you know, like self-respect and respect of others like that. So, you know, I've been, you know, the Canucks along with Northeastern are two teams that saw something in me and really, really trusted something in me. And, you know, that's something that I'll never forget and something that I'll use and hopefully be able to repay both of them back in a certain way, you know. There was five whole rounds that teams overlooked me, and you know, the Canucks grabbed me because they saw something in me, and, you know, that's something that makes me want to play for the Canucks more than anybody else. So,
right, and I mean, the video is famous, right? When you got drafted with your mom coming down the backyard, so excited about you getting drafted and stuff like that. I mean, those moments and your family being as jacked up about it, I mean, that's what makes it extra special, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty special, you know, have the full support of everyone in my family, and they're all excited for what's happened and what's to come. And, you know, it's just awesome to see them at every game. And you know, we're up in Vermont right now. My grandparents are coming for the weekend to watch the games and stuff. So it's awesome to have that love and support from them, and, you know, seeing them in the fans and seeing how happy they are watching me is something that, you know, it's extremely special.
That's great to hear. Now, Adam, you talk about wanting to repay the Canucks and play for them one day. In your estimation, when do you see that potentially happening?
It's tough to say right now. I mean, we still have a lot of work to do in this season. You know, we've had three goals, and it's to win a Bean Pot Hockey East Championship and a national championship, and we've done one of those so far. So we're gonna try to go 3 for 3 here, but. You know, I can definitely see myself in a Canucks uniform in the future, but I'm just not sure when that's going to be. So,
now, I'm sure you've been watching from afar the success that Brock Besser has had, a transition from the NCAA right into the National Hockey League. And I know you guys are different players, have played a different style of game, but does that at all inspire you and probably motivate you to say, hey, that could be me one day. I could be a guy who takes that step right into the National Hockey League?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, seeing him taking kind of the same route I have playing the NCAA route and seeing the success he's having. And, you know, it just makes it seem that it's all the more closer and more realistic to be able to play in the National Hockey League and, you know, maybe even have a big impact on the team. And, you know, it's something that I've always dreamt of, and it's something that, like, kind of reassuring to me that this can actually happen.
We are in conversation with Adam Gaudette from Northeastern University, Canucks draft pick back in 2015 here on Sportsnet 650 with Sat and Alex. Now, see, in Vancouver, we've got accustomed to jerk puck back in the day, many years ago. Ryan Kessler, Alex Burrows, Max Lapierre, Kevin Bieksa, guys running around with a little edge in their games. This is something this organization has been lacking in the last couple of years. How much do you enjoy playing with an edge on the ice?
Yeah, it's just something I've always played with. I've always kind of played with a chip on my shoulder, you know. Like I said, with all the teams passing me up in the draft and, you know, being overlooked by other college teams, it's kind of something that's always driven me a little bit. You know, I think it gives the team set sort of energy too, playing with that chip on your shoulder, just being hard to play against and, you know, making it difficult for the other team. I think that's huge.
Our Canucks fans are super excited about you, and we're getting a bunch of questions coming in here for them wanting to ask you this question. Here's one. What is your favorite goal that you've scored or the favorite game you've been a part of?
Favorite game I've been a part of was definitely the Bean Pot game. And I've been fortunate to score plenty of goals at the Garden. And, you know, I think before this game, it was back when my freshman year when we won Hockey East, I had two big goals in the semifinals and the finals. But I mean, scoring a hat trick in the Bean Pot, Bean Pot final was literally something out of a fairy tale for me. It couldn't have been any more perfect. So I think that is definitely the coolest thing that's ever happened to me so far.
Now, as I said off the top before we brought you on, the Bean Pot's something you kind of hear about. You don't really know the history of it, what it's all about, till you get an opportunity to obviously be in your position and play in it, or you grew up there. I was fortunate enough. I played for the Bruins, lived in the New England area a little bit, kind of understood it. From someone who grew up in Massachusetts, what does it mean, the Bean Pot? What's it all about? What's the history, and how special was that for you to be able to win it?
You know, it's taking place in the TD Garden, and, you know, it's just special to be there and play where the Bruins play, being a local guy and, you know, cheering for the Bruins your whole life and finally getting a step on that ice. And, you know, it's awesome. And then especially playing in it and you see all your family and friends up in the stands because, you know, everybody knows about it, whether they play hockey or not around here. It's pretty crazy. I had friends going to the games when I was just a little kid and they never put skates on in their life. It's just such a rich history, and, you know, the rivalry between the four teams is something special, probably one of the best rivalries in college sports, and, you know, it gets personal out there, and people really take the tournament to heart, and, you know, it's just a really, really, really special tournament for the people around New England.
He is Adam Gaudette, forward with Northeastern University Canucks prospect. Canucks fans are hoping to see him in a Canucks uniform very soon. Hey, Adam, thanks for sharing some time with us today, and best of luck in Vermont with your game coming up here.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
That is Adam Gaudette. That was a fun chat with what could be a future core player for the Canucks. And if you're a Canucks fan who's worried about Adam Gaudette, quote-unquote, jumping ship, just listening to that interview, Alex, he does sound like a guy who believes in loyalty and wants to repay this organization for drafting him.
Yeah, and I think, you know, you try to tried to push him a little bit to see if he would bite and say that he was looking at this season. The complicating factor in all of this, I guess, is that, you know, there was a real possibility that Brock Besser wasn't going to play for the Canucks last season because of North Dakota had a good team, and if they would have kept going, then the timing wouldn't have worked out. And you're looking at that with a team like Northeastern. And so he talked about they've got a number of goals in mind for their team for this year and their program. And he doesn't want to, you got to realize if you're a fan here sitting in Vancouver, if Adam Gaudette ends up playing for the Vancouver Canucks this season, it means some of those goals weren't attained. So that would be disappointment. So for him to look beyond this season right now is probably really unrealistic. It's in the back of his mind, but he's thinking about the here and now, and the Beanpot was a big part of that, which incidentally takes place every season between Boston College, Boston University, Harvard, and Northeastern. Those are the four NCAA teams in the Boston area, and it's actually right in Boston. And it's a pretty cool, special thing to be a part of. And it's kind of one of those unique things that it's rare. I mean, a lot of those programs do have local players, but for a local player to have such a starring role on the winning team, it's very rare. And I think it was the first time since 1988, I believe, that Northeastern won the tournament. So obviously a special player. And I think it was really cool the fact he was able to step up, get a hat trick in the championship game, shows that he's got that commitment to win and that winning attitude. And he's a clutch player.
Sportsnet 650.